But by this time, the boat, battered by the waves, was far from the land, for the wind was against them. Battered by the waves. Just four words, but it's an image that I can picture pretty easily. A weathered and worn little boat, wood smoothed down from years out in the water, out in the elements, continually being pushed further and further out from shore as wave after wave rolls in, maybe even sometimes crashing over the little boat, pushing it around. The wind is clearly not in these sailors' favor. It seems as if rather than trying to fight any current they're encountering, they've just taken a break or maybe even just decided to give up for the time being. Our scripture says that they've stayed out there from evening until the next morning. The men in the boat are tired. Both they and their boat have been battered by the waves. You and I know something about being battered by waves. Perhaps not in the nautical sense, but certainly we have experienced events and times in life where we feel as if we've been battered, beaten down, left adrift in open water. This entire time of global pandemic has certainly been one of those times. I don't need to tell you that. We've all felt battered as we've navigated a wholly unexpected and life-altering event, have had to figure out how to juggle a new work-life balance, experienced isolation, and now we're trying to figure out what life looks like in this new reality. The stressful and traumatic toll the past 16 months have taken on us leaves us uncertain. Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened and began to sink. "Lord, save me," he said. You and I are a lot like Peter. The strong winds, the waves, the storms of life cause alarm, leave us frightened, threaten to sink us. And it doesn't always have to be a big global scale event that threatens our balance and our certainty. As most of you are aware, today is my last Sunday, my last day here at Faith. I've completed my degree and my internship, and so the time has now come for me to move on. But moving, leaving, while exciting, also brings some uncertainty, maybe even some fear. And I expect that perhaps there's a little bit of that for you, just as there is for me as we go our separate ways. For me, questions like, how will I settle in my new town, in my new degree program? Perhaps for you, what will the next intern be like? How will she fit into our community here? Or even looking ahead as you return to worship in mid-July, perhaps you're wondering, what does worship, what does community look like in these new times? It's normal to wonder, to be nervous or even a little skeptical, to be left feeling a bit uncertain when situations change. It doesn't take much to throw off our balance, cast a little doubt on the situation, stir up uncertainty. We get knocked about, battered by change, and it leaves us hesitant. We are uncertain. Beloved, Jesus is with us. Jesus is with you. Jesus journeys with us, walks alongside us, is ever present. As Jesus says to the disciples in their fear, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." In the storms and in the calm, Jesus is with you, no matter what. Now, sometimes I think this particular Bible story gets reduced to a lesson about you and I needing to have more faith. Like, if Peter had only had more faith, then he would have been able to walk on the water successfully. But I think that's a pretty poor interpretation of this passage, mostly because I don't think it's very helpful to just tell people, have a little more faith and then you'll be fine. That doesn't usually work out very well. It's not usually very helpful. And so instead, I'd say that this story, it's not about having more faith. It's about Jesus being with us, being ready to catch us, to steady us, always. One of my favorite public theologians, Nadia Boles Weber, likes to say, stories tell us who we are. In this story, maybe you see yourself as Peter, first excited by this possibility that a change offers, and then suddenly hesitant and full of uncertainty. Or maybe you're like one of the other disciples in the boat, watching everything play out in trepidation, so caught up in your fear that you just can't make any move at all. Maybe right now, for whatever reason, you're just feeling doomed, no shoreline in sight, and you're crying out for God to save you. Or maybe you've been watching the whole event from the shore, observing the wonder, the miracle of Jesus, of reaching out and pulling someone else up. And you can't help but say, truly, this is God. Most of us have been each of these characters at some point or another in our lives, but there's one character we haven't mentioned. Jesus. If stories tell us who you and I are, then stories also tell us who God is, who Jesus is. And Jesus is one who draws close to us, who pulls us up out of the waters of anxiety and fear, who calms storms, who truly is the Son of God, always with us, always here to be our life preserver and our guide. This is not the story of Peter the skeptic, or Peter who habitually doubts, but rather the story of a group of followers, faithful people who get overwhelmed by the circumstances around them, who might lose their nerve when they discover the odds stacked against them, but who from Jesus find a steadying, delivering hand. Jesus is with Peter and the disciples. Jesus is with me as I move on from this place. Jesus is with you, the people of faith, both individually and collectively, as you stay here and continue to grow and do. Jesus is here. Jesus is present. Jesus is reaching out, waiting to offer his delivering hand. We are invited to hold on. We're invited to cling to Jesus, to our faith, to each other as the body of Christ, no matter where we are in the world. We're invited to remember that the bond that links us together with God and with each other cannot be broken. We are always connected to the one who claims us and saves us and calls us child. When we gather for worship, whether that's virtually or here in the sanctuary or in the fellowship hall or some other arrangement, when we pray, when someday soon we raise our voices together in song, we are connected to each other and to God. To all believers in all times and places, God holds us. Jesus' hand picks us up and connects us. And we are gathered together, safe and secure, in the beautiful story that is ours as people of faith. Thanks be to God. Amen.